We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Tim Murtaugh, who is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign, is with us. He joins us every Monday to kind of bring us up to date. So walk me through what happened with the president's executive order as we started the weekend. Looks to me like he kind of outsmarted the Democrats as they tried to hold the whole country hostage to spend money that we don't have. But what actually happened, Tim?
Well, I think the president is frustrated that Congress is not doing anything, and particularly Nancy Pelosi, who's been just an obstructionist, and she was using unemployment benefits for people who have been affected by the coronavirus as a political tool and a weapon at the expense of people whose unemployment benefits expired. And the president said, look, if you guys aren't going to do your jobs, then I'll do something because I have the authority to do this. And so the president signed actually four orders, and it's pretty sweeping. He extended the unemployment benefits for people who are out of work because of the coronavirus. He also waived or deferred, I should say, the payroll taxes for people making under $100,000. So that amount that comes out of your paycheck, the payroll taxes, that'll be deferred until December. And he also said that he wants to make that deferral permanent so that that money does not actually have to be paid back. And then he took steps to protect people from being evicted as a result of the coronavirus, and also the delayed payment of student loans. So it was very sweeping actions that the president took because he's serious about protecting the people in this country and holding them financially harmless in the face of the coronavirus. And if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats in Congress won't get off their butts and do something and get back to work in Congress, then the president's going to act. So that's what he did.
Now, what do you say to folks who were critical of Barack Obama when he used executive orders, who then say, aha, you're hypocrites because you're supporting Donald Trump when he's using executive orders? What's the response to that?
The response is that these are within the president's authority, that the executive order exists. I mean, people who make that argument are trying to say, aha, because you criticize Barack Obama for certain things, therefore Donald Trump should never use executive orders. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a false choice. That's a false choice. The president is within his authority to do the things that he did. Absolutely. And Congress could have done it. They absolutely could have done it. We know it's within their authority, but they didn't. They haven't acted. They act like they're negotiating when, in fact, what they're doing is being obstinate, and they're using the people who are, for example, the unemployment benefits expired. They're using that as leverage. I mean, how heartless is that? That Nancy Pelosi thinks that she's got a political opportunity when people's unemployment checks have stopped coming. It's a political opportunity for her. For President Trump, it's an important situation that needs to be addressed. That's the key difference. And so the president is absolutely within his authority to do this.
Yeah. Well, we know Nancy Pelosi's not hurting for money, neither is Chuck Schumer. So it is pretty manipulative of them to act that way. So do we know what Joe Biden's going to do this week? Do we know who he's going to pick? I mean, is it this week that he picks his VP, we think? Or?
I mean, a better question is, does Joe Biden know what he's going to do? I mean, I don't know. I think what he's doing is waiting for the final go-ahead from the extreme left to tell him who his running mate is. We don't know when or who that will be, and frankly, to us, it doesn't matter because he's already under the control of the extreme left, so whoever he picks will just be another step along that path. But I will tell you that even though it doesn't matter what name comes out of the jar for him, the pick should be seen as very consequential because we know that Biden has already described himself as a transition president if he were to be elected, which means that he's already indicated that he's just going to turn over the reins right away to whoever his number two would be. And so it really, he would be entering into a living will, essentially, politically, with whoever it is that he picks. And so we'll be watching it pretty closely, but who it is doesn't matter to us so much, because we know that it's just going to be an extension of the absolute control that the left has over him.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty remarkable to see. I'm curious as to where this thing finally comes down. Is it Susan Rice? Is it Kamala Harris, the senator from California? Or is there some crazy choice that we haven't even thought of yet who will emerge from this? That's
possible. But look, what's crazy is that he ever had somebody like Congresswoman Karen Bass on the list.
No kidding.
She is a Castro-loving, communist Cuba-sympathizing member of Congress. She absolutely is and has celebrated socialism for her entire career, pretty much her entire adult life. She went down to Cuba to train American militants in such things as bomb making, to send them back to Americans to be learning guerrilla tactics, to go back to America to do that. And she mourned the passing of Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Whether she's picked or not, the fact that Karen Bass was ever on Joe Biden's list disqualifies not only her, but Joe Biden. It disqualifies Joe Biden from being president that he thought that a pro-Castro, pro-communist Cuba candidate would be someone good for the ticket, right?
Yeah.
He's written off Florida. Any Cuban-American would look at that even as a consideration and say, well, this guy is clearly off the deep end to even have her on the list. So,
she's a nobody. So I was surprised they even allowed it to make it, you know, to bubble up onto the list. That was a big communications mistake. On a variety of different levels. Hey, I'm driving out to Milwaukee. I guess Joe Biden's not going to his own convention, but I'll be out there in another week. And then I'm coming back to Charlotte. Will I see you in Charlotte? Do we know what the president's going to do about his speech? Are we close to that?
The president has not indicated whether or not he's going to go to Charlotte, which is where he will actually be renominated. And his acceptance speech will be the Thursday of that week. And it's not yet fully determined where that's going to be. But I would note, John, for Joe Biden to say that he's not going to Milwaukee because of the coronavirus concerns, if that's true, why is it okay for him to travel back and forth to Pennsylvania like he does? And he went to church in Rehoboth Beach in Delaware yesterday. I guess that's okay. But going to Milwaukee, that's somehow different? I don't understand that. I mean, we remember that Hillary Clinton never went to Milwaukee and never went to Wisconsin, and she lost the state. Biden, is he making the same mistake? Seems like it.
It really is odd that I'm going to wind up showing up at a Democrat convention and the nominee won't, for whatever reason.
Yeah,
that's just weird.
There's something else there. I mean, he's using coronavirus as the reason he's not going, but he can still go to Philadelphia a couple of times. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And so who knows what they're up to? They're keeping him under wraps, that is for sure.
It sure looks like it. That's interesting. Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign. I appreciate always on Mondays getting to talk to you, Tim. Thank you.
You bet, John. Always a good time. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.